From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Governor Bill Walker is going back to South Korea tomorrow for the second time this month to pitch his gas line plan. As Walker's third trip to Asia as governor, he was invited back to South Korea by the Future Consensus Institute, a nonprofit research group based in Seoul. The institute is paying for the governor's portion of the trip. Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Keith Meyer will join the governor. According to the governor's office, Meyer's travel expenses are not covered by the institute. The press release stated that Walker and Meyer will discuss Alaska's oil and gas potential with the Deputy Prime Minister of Japan, in addition to leaders in Korea, China, Russia, and the UK. Alaska and British Columbia officials signed a statement of cooperation today aimed at protecting rivers that flow through the province and the state. It's the result of more than a year of talks following warnings that BC mines could release pollution that damages Alaska fisheries and traditional food gathering. In a press release, Alaska Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott called it another step in Alaska's commitment to open and transparent collaboration on the issue. In the release, British Columbia Mines Minister Bill Bennett said it would provide Alaska more input into the province's environmental assessments and permitting for mine projects. The agreement was drawn up with feedback from fisheries, native, community, and environmental activists, but it doesn't satisfy some of the critics. Ketchikan's Rob Sanderson Jr. of the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group says the agreement does not guarantee anything. He and other mine critics say the Statement of Cooperation, part of a larger memorandum of understanding, has little power to make significant mine safety improvements. BC mining companies and regulators say the existing process already safeguards transboundary waters. The owners of a downtown Anchorage building are considering legal options after the Alaska legislature rejected their claim that they're entitled to $37 million. The property in question is the former site of the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. KTVA reports lawmakers vacated the building after a judge found the state's lease was invalid. The state has paid its monthly $275,000 rent through October 16th, and lawmakers have purchased another building for offices. The $37 million claim sought to recoup renovation costs that real estate developer Mark Pfeffer has said were specifically tailored for the legislature. But State Senator Gary Stevens says the state has lived up to its agreement. It paid $7.5 million up front for tenant improvements on the building and gave the required 90-day notice of termination. The state is appealing a judge's decision that overturned the results of a Northern Alaska legislative election awarded the race to Representative Benjamin Nagiak. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott oversees elections for the state. In a statement, he expressed disappointment with the court decision released Thursday. He says the state has already appealed the ruling to the Alaska Supreme Court and wants absolute clarity on the issues involved. Pacific walrus are beginning to come ashore near a remote community on Alaska's northwest coast in what's become a marine mammal phenomenon caused by a warming climate. The massive animals have gathered by the thousands each fall on a barrier island near the Inupiaq Eskimo village of Point Lay. Last year, 35,000 hauled out on a rocky beach.